You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
We were just trying to be mindful of what has helped make winter warm-ups successful over the years and apply that to a virtual application.
It will be a very different type of winter warm-up, but we are so thrilled that winter warm-up will still kick off the 2021 baseball season here in just a few short weeks. Welcome to the show. My name is Brett McMillan. We are thrilled to have Michael Hall, the Vice President of Community Relations and Executive Director of Cardinals Care, join us on this episode. He's going to talk about what it's like to transition a large in-person event strictly over to a digital format to keep the spirit of it, and also to offer some really intriguing and entertaining exclusive digital experiences. I mean, they've got some awesome stuff that you can be a part of. They're going to celebrate the 10-year anniversary of the 2011 World Series champions. You could sit in on an exclusive event where you get to hear those guys talk about that very special year. Paul DeJong is going to have a breakout where he talks about his passion for cooking. And you can even get in the dugout with Mike Schilt and Cardinals bench coach Ollie Marmol as they go over what it's like to manage a game, the thought processes, the ins and outs, what they're looking for, what they're thinking about, how they make sure that they are on top of it. That's just a few of the exclusive digital experiences that you can be a part of that weekend. There's also opportunities for autographs, a 50-50, a silent auction. You're going to hear about all of it during my conversation with Michael Hall. Of course, Cardinals Care is committed to supporting children, not just in St. Louis, but across Cardinals Nation. They have continued to do that good work throughout this past calendar year, but it's taken on a different form because of the global pandemic. And even though the work is unchanged, the way that it's done has had to adjust. And that is what we begin talking about here with Michael Hall.
We're fortunate to have the team that I do have that I work with. And we were able to come up with some creative ways. When you think back all the way to March, when everyone was kind of working from home and it all really kind of started, and just making the adjustments throughout the entire season, it's been a challenge. You learn to be nimble, you learn to shift on the fly. Things were changing literally daily for a while there, so it was difficult to plan ahead. But we tried to navigate as best we could, and recognizing, Cardinals Care is not the only one dealing with this. Everybody is dealing with it. And so just really tried to do the best we could to maneuver in a difficult space while being respectful of everyone's safety and still trying to provide some help.
It's been awesome. I know that you guys did a drive-through Redbird Rookies event earlier in the off season. You were able to distribute some supplies to kids that are part of that program. And I can't, we're going to get into winter warm-up in a second here. And that's the main reason you're joining us today on the podcast. But I can't let you come and talk and not talk about the Roberto Clemente Award either. We're so proud of Adam Wainwright being able to net that award. But what I've always been told, and what I try to tell people in the community, is, it's an award for the individual and for big league impact, but the Cardinals are the nominating. Cardinals Care is tremendously involved in that, community relations as well. So what's that been like here? Two of the last 3 years, a St. Louis Cardinal player wins that award. Just what's the sense of pride like seeing Waino do that?
That is the exact word, pride. We were thrilled, very, very excited for the Cardinals organization, for Cardinals Care, but of course excited for Big League Impact and for Adam Wainwright and his family. He has been such a great ambassador for our organization, both on and off the field. And he has done so much, not only for the St. Louis community, but communities around the world. that I don't know that people understand that. In the pandemic, he did a lot with his reach and his foundation's reach in helping feed people, feed kids at a time where people were losing jobs and kids were having a difficult time getting served food, kids that couldn't go to school, where a lot of times that's where they get their meals. He was just a huge proponent in a lot of programming that Major League Baseball did in conjunction with his foundation. And so, you know, that's all him. You know, Cardinals Care and Community, that's, we're a part of teeing up the nominee for the club to Major League Baseball. But this year, and what Adam's done over the past years, it was a no-brainer for him to be the nominee. And we were just thrilled that he won it. You know, like you said, two out of the last 3 years, we've had a Cardinal that has taken that just prestigious award home. And so we were thrilled, very, very thrilled for Adam and his family and his foundation.
Yeah, 6 Cardinals all time, and that is the most of any organization. That's pretty cool. I mean, you think about all the winning and everything on the field, but just the people that have represented this community off of the diamond too, that's pretty amazing. I think it's pretty amazing too that later on this month, we're going to have winter warm-up. Fans are so used to that. I mean, it is the kickoff to the baseball season. For fans that have never been involved with it before, I mean, it really is just amazing energy in person. And this year it's going to move to the digital format. So obviously the reason for moving over is pretty easy to tell, Michael. But just what have been, what's the process been like for you all planning and talking through how you take a massive in-person event and then translate it here into something that's still going to be a really neat thing for us all to partake in on Martin Luther King weekend?
It's been a challenge. I have to be honest, but you know, everyone's being challenged right now, and translating it from that in-person event that fans enjoy so much, the opportunity to see players, current players, alumni, Hall of Famers, to this virtual format, we've tried to take in consideration what fans have enjoyed from traditional winter warm-up weekend and try to apply as much as we possibly could into a virtual space, including autographs and silent auctions and the ability to see the players via interaction. And so we've tried to incorporate all those pieces into this virtual winter warm-up format. Our 50-50 we've even included into it as well. So we were just trying to be mindful of what has helped make winter warm-up successful over the years and apply that to a virtual application, if you will.
So one of the unique things about this is generally, obviously, on the weekend when it's in person, it's only those few days. And we're going to still have that weekend centerpiece to it, which we'll talk about in a minute. But you mentioned that 50-50, and that's been running even since the month of December. So I know that folks, their IP address has to ping in the state of Missouri, I believe, to participate in that. And we have listeners across the many states here, but got to be in Missouri to participate. But for folks who are in the Show Me State, what do they do to get involved? And tell us a little bit about the potential pot here. I know there's a minimum number they're guaranteed to walk away with.
Yeah, sure. So the thing that you mentioned is that you do need to be in the state of Missouri at the time of purchasing your 50-50 ticket. And some people, you know, we get a lot of questions on that. You don't have to live in Missouri. You just have to literally be in the state of Missouri at the time that you purchase your ticket. So that is part of the 50-50. The pot is going to be a guaranteed total pot of a minimum of $10,000. So the minimum that someone will walk away with as a winner would be $5,000. We did actually begin the pot on Black Friday. Traditionally, that's when winter warm-up admission tickets have gone on sale. So we did want to continue a tradition of having something winter warm-up available on Black Friday, the day after Thanksgiving. And so we did start or open the pot, the draw, we call it, on Black Friday, and it'll continue through the actual winter warm-up weekend. So traditionally, warm-up has ended on Monday of Martin Luther King weekend, on Martin Luther King Day, at 3 p.m., and that's when we plan to end the draw for the 50-50 this year as well. One of the things that we did that was different for the 50-50 is, one, we included some early bird prizes, where if you purchase a ticket within a certain time period, you're entered into a second draw, if you will, for a prize. So we had three early bird prizes and opportunities, as well as we added a different price point. So you can buy for $75 price point, you'll get 250 50-50 numbers. And you will also, there's a limited amount, but you will also get a random autographed photograph of a current player or an alum. That's also, it's authenticated. So, and it's just a random draw of which player you may receive. But that was a new price point that we added. And based on current sales, it seems to be fairly popular. So we're happy that we did that.
That's awesome. That's a good minimum. And, you know, I imagine people usually respond pretty well. So folks should be checking that out and making sure that they don't miss out on the chance to both support a great cause and also maybe put a little extra cash in their pocket here post this holiday season. Everybody likes that. Autographs, such a big part of winter warmup. I mean, there's lines, people are getting excited, obviously. Can't be in person this year in 2021, but fans can still get an autograph from their favorite Cardinal, and they could maybe even get a little bit of a personalized inscription for some folks. Tell us about that, Michael.
Absolutely. Yeah. Autographs has always been a big part of winter warmup. As I mentioned, at the in-person event, that opportunity to get an item signed and spend a few seconds sometimes, but at least you get the opportunity to meet your favorite player face to face. And unfortunately, we weren't able to do that this year, but we did want to provide the opportunity for fans to still be able to receive an autograph. So if you go to our website, where everything, the 50-50 autographs, everything will be located, it's cardinals.com/WWU. And if you go there, you can link over to the site where our autographs are being held. You know, I have to say our players have been great. You know, we've reached out to them and asked them if they would be willing to sign these things. We have to go through different way of getting the items to them than what we would normally do, just like everybody adjusting to the pandemic and adjusting to doing things differently, but they've been very receptive. So we do have them up on the website where you can purchase the personalized opportunity is something new that we wanted to try this year. And you get 30 characters, which is a lot on a baseball, but you get up to 30 characters, and it's an opportunity for fans, as you mentioned, for the holidays. Maybe you want to send a special gift from a player that you know a loved one likes, and you can have, you know, two Brett, for instance, or two Michael, or, you know, 2011 World Series champ, or whatever the case may be. You can ask them to put on a personalized message on the baseball, and that's part of something that we're doing this year as well.
Yeah, I think that's so cool, and that'll be so meaningful to so many, I'm sure, because sadly fans were not in the ballpark in 2020, but still a chance just to remain connected to the club on a very personal level there. So I think hats off to you guys. A really neat wrinkle to this thing. So when I heard that we were going digital, I mean, I was glad we were keeping winter warm up. But the first thought in my mind, my favorite part of the event, is that main stage, those lines wrapping around and people getting to sit down and just listen to those great baseball stories, our Cardinals broadcasters, alumni, current players. And for those who've been in the room before, it's a unique feel. It's a little different than maybe a TV interview, and it's just more relaxed. And you just hear great content. And I'm so glad to hear that you guys have found a way to capture that here in 2021 for winter warmup. Tell us about that, Michael. There's a chance for folks to get involved, and it sounds like it's going to be pretty affordable too. Some stuff that they are not going to want to miss access-wise to their favorite Cardinals.
Yeah, no, that was a great lead-in. Thank you. You know, one of the things that we are doing in this virtual space are Cardinal virtual experiences. And the way that we are going to try to do that is facilitating a group of our players, sometimes one-on-one, sometimes a group of them, with a moderator. Typically, it'll be some of our on-air broadcast talent via either TV or radio. And each one of these virtual experiences will have some sort of theme. And so fans will be able to, you know, we'll have a description of those themes on our website, again, cardinals.com/WWU. You can go there, see the description, see the players that are going to participate, the date and the time, and the price. Because again, the winter warm-up, for those who don't know, is Cardinals Care's largest fundraiser. And we're doing all this to raise money for charity, for the community, for kids. And so the virtual experiences was another way that we thought we could still provide content for our fans, give them an opportunity to see our players, which is obviously a big hit, but then also still be a way to contribute, for the community to contribute to our fund, Cardinals Care, and help us set up for the 2021 season and continue to try to do the things that we've done in the past.
So there will also be those kind of breakout rooms. Again, people who are familiar with the events, there were opportunities to hear from different people. Sometimes they're baseball historians from within the area. I know in the past, Randy Flores has talked about the draft. I don't know if that's on tap for this year, but just neat kind of exclusive, intimate breakout room feelings. And those will be happening as well, which will be really neat. Tell us a little bit about what you guys have planned this year. Not the quote unquote main stage, but those side rooms, which will also be digital.
Yeah. So you mentioned the main stage, and what we've typically tried to do on the main stage is provide content from our Cardinal executives, our president of baseball operations, our general manager, our president, our owner, do some Q&A from the main stage for the fans to get an opportunity to ask questions and just hear feedback from a front office perspective, if you will. And then you mentioned Randy Flores. He's been, has a very popular breakout room based on the draft. You know, that's an interesting topic for a lot of our fans. And so what we're gonna try to accomplish this year is to provide that content virtually with recorded conversations, if you will. It's difficult to provide a true Q&A in the sense of what we used to do, but you know, we have on-air talent that has the pulse of our fans and kind of gets, you know, what the topics are at the particular time and what questions they may have. We will field some questions from fans to provide, but that will be those. We'll have links to each one of those front office execs with kind of that back and forth conversation with some of our on-air talent.
In a traditional year, there'd be all those booths out kind of in the, I don't know what you would call it, but the foyer area in front of the main ballroom, and a lot of vendors, some cool stuff out there, and also some auction items as well. So we're not losing that part. There's still going to be a silent auction, still going to be some unique and neat items. What kind of items and when will that silent auction be taking place here with this iteration of the event?
Yeah, so the silent auctions will take place the actual days of traditional winter warm-up, that Saturday, Sunday, Monday of Martin Luther King Jr. weekend. And so they'll go from 9 a.m. and they'll all close at 5 p.m. And each day the items will change. There are some unique items in there. There are some items in there that players have contributed for fans to bid on. Contributed their time, either virtual, or some of them have contributed their time where once things and the restrictions, you know, once we get back to quote normal and we're able to gather again, they've contributed their time on obviously a mutually agreeable date to do things like a private lesson as a silent auction opportunity. So we encourage fans again to go to the website, cardinals.com/WWU. All of the silent auction opportunities or items will be listed, and it will also list which days they will be presented, because again, each day will change the items out. So 9 to 5 on Saturday and Sunday, and 9 to 3 on Monday.
And I know that, you know, for Cardinals Insider TV, we've done stories before on some of those folks that have won those types of things in the past, the in-person ones, like a pitching lesson with Mike Maddux was a couple years ago in the outfield and the bullpen at Busch Stadium. So, I mean, think about yourself or maybe your child getting that kind of experience. I got to tell you, I mean, like I've said, I've seen it in person. It is worth checking out for sure and bidding on those again at cardinals.com/WWU. Michael, let's end on this hard year for a lot of people inside and outside the building, just not having those fans. I know that in the summertime when I would be down there, which wasn't every day, but it was just weird not to have fans around when there was a game going on. I'm sure you've experienced some more things. So, you know, as a career Cardinal, so to speak, yourself, what's it mean to you to be teeing up and getting ready to give fans a chance to be kind of back face-to-face in some way, quote-unquote, with the organization here in just a couple of weeks?
It means a lot to me. I mean, it means a lot to us. You know, the whole organization, I've always said this, winter warm-up is not just a Cardinals care event. It's not just a community relations event. It's a Cardinals event. It's in my opinion, our largest off-field event that we have. You know, in the past, every part of the organization is involved. There's so many people within the organization that aren't in my department that we rely on to help us put on this event. So it's important to all of us. And we have missed the fans and the fans, the interaction, and the fans have missed the players. And so it's important for us to try to, as I mentioned earlier, provide that the best way we know how in the situation that we're all in. And hopefully, you know, everybody understands that, and hopefully it's a successful event for the weekend, because we've never done this before. You know, I don't have a template for the last pandemic and how the winter warm-up happened. So we're trying to do it as best we know how, and trying to be considerate of what we know the fans have enjoyed based on their feedback from past warm-ups. And you know, we're anxiously excited to look forward to it. You know, we're hoping that everything turns out the way we have hoped and have planned, and you know, just hoping for a really, really nice event that helps us raise some money.
That's awesome, Michael. It's raising money for kids all across Cardinals Nation here in St. Louis and beyond. A great cause. It's going to be a great weekend. Your staff has done a great job. I know it'll be flawless. And I hope this is the only time we ever have to do it this way. Let's just say it that way, too. I hope we're back together in 2022. Michael, thank you so much. Again, the website for everything we've talked about today, cardinals.com/WWU. We'll kick off the baseball season together, Martin Luther King weekend, virtually from wherever you might be. Thanks so much, Michael.
Thank you, Brett.